attention to me!
What can I say? I'm Nina motherfucking Blanco.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Nina Blanco podcast. I'm Nina Blanco hanging out with you, and I'm not going to lie, I am coming back from like having a major panic attack like 2 minutes ago, before I started recording because I wanted to record this podcast. I know it's been a really long time. It's been a couple weeks since I last did an episode, and I apologize for that. But, you know, Christmas holidays, give me a break. But since it has been a while, I honestly haven't been really in my studio or playing with any of my stuff. But I turned it all on for the first time. I'm setting it up to record this podcast. And then all of a sudden, as I'm listening to myself talk, I have like this major echo, and I'm like, oh shit, this doesn't sound good. This is not how it's supposed to sound. And so I'm freaking out, and I'm pushing all these different buttons, and nothing is working. I still have this major echo, and I'm like, no, my voice sounds all distorted. It's super echoey. It just doesn't sound right. And I'm trying to like mess with it, trying to figure it out myself before I have to call my friend Dan, but I couldn't figure it out. So I ended up calling my friend Dan, and thanks, Dan Hardy. He's the bestest. He made a couple suggestions as to what it was, and it was definitely just me messing with some of the settings, and I didn't remember that I did that, and I left it that way, and I messed it all up. So it was just echoing back on itself. No big deal, but Dan helped me figure that out. So thank you so much, Dan Hardy. He's another radio personality in Denver. If you want to go follow him, yeah, sure, why not? Like, let's give him the shout out since he helped me like set all this up too, by the way, because I didn't really know what I'm doing 100%, to be honest. So when I got all of my podcast stuff a couple years ago, he came over and he set it all up for me. So he's like my go-to whenever something goes wrong. I'm like, Dad, help me, please. So go and follow Dan Hardy. You can find him on all the social medias. And he's on 99.5 The Mountain here in Denver. So you can listen to him live on the radio there. Thanks, Dan. I am attempting anyway to put this out on Friday. And because of that, it's Breakfast Burrito Friday! Yeah, miss doing that. I haven't done that in a hot minute, I'm not going to lie. But the reason why I haven't done that in a while, I don't know. Everyone, like, I have mixed reactions about it because people are like, oh, you're going to be stuck with that forever. And when I do it, people love it. And when I do it, sometimes people don't love it. And then other people are just like, I don't know. And so I've just kind of taken a little bit of a break from it, but I do miss it. I do. And it occurred to me on the podcast that I wasn't sure if I had shared this specifically on the podcast before. I think I did, but I feel like I didn't do it the right way. I made a Breakfast Burrito Friday song, which, you know, we know about that already because that was in pretty much all of season one, my Breakfast Burrito, like, I don't know, EDM song. And I made a Breakfast Burrito music video to that song, but I feel like I didn't really put it up the right way because when I put it up on social media, I'm not gonna lie, I was really nervous about it. I was a little tipsy under the influence of alcohol and marijuanas, and I posted it in an Instagram reel, but I forgot that at that time, this was a while ago, Instagram reels were only 60 seconds, and my song was like, I don't know, a little bit over that. It was like, might have been like 15, 17, 18 seconds more of that. And so it just kind of got cut off, and I was like, whatever. And I messed it up. So I'm going to put up the Breakfast Burrito music video on my social media channels today, as well as just play it right now on the podcast, because why not? This is embarrassing.
You know what it is.
She's pale. Damn, girl.
Get your breakfast burrito!
my goodness. Happy Breakfast Burrito Friday. I'm hoping this episode comes out on Friday. I'm going to be honest, I'm recording it the day before, and I usually do it a few days before so that I can get all this editing and stuff done. And today I just said, fuck it. I don't really have a plan. I'm just going to do an episode because I haven't done one in a while, and I just need to get one done. So I'm hoping that I can just pump this out real quick, and we'll get this out on Breakfast Burrito Friday. So make sure to treat yourself. That is the philosophy behind Breakfast Burrito Friday. Do I have to re-explain Breakfast Burrito Friday since we're in season two? I might have a couple new listeners or people who forgot or are unfamiliar. Breakfast Burrito Friday is something that I started along with Deuce and Dubs, Dave and Dubs. We call him Dave. We don't call him Deuce anymore. But my radio co-host when we had our radio show on 95.7 The Party in Denver, and we started it up one day. And it was just kind of like a mixture of all of our ideas together. Dave swears he came up with it. I swear I came up with it. And Dubs is staying out of it, as per huge. So there's a little bit of a disagreement on who exactly started it, but I kind of latched on to it the most in my yelling of Breakfast Burrito Friday and on social media and stuff, so I think I deserve it. And I think Dave and I, we did have a conversation about this, and he said that I could have it, so thanks, Dave. Even though I think he probably celebrates Breakfast Burrito Friday more these days than I do, to be completely honest. But it was just this little thing that happened from all of us in our show, and it was really natural because Denver, we happen to really love our breakfast burritos, and we're like, hey, we are Denver. We're doing our morning show for the people of Denver, and so what's more Denver than breakfast burritos? So we declared Breakfast Burrito Friday to happen every Friday because it's the end of the week, and I feel like you should treat yourself to a breakfast burrito while you're at work because you deserve it, baby. That's why, because you deserve it. So happy Breakfast Burrito Friday to everyone. And yeah, I am sorry that I haven't really been doing Breakfast Burrito Friday or keeping up with Breakfast Burrito Friday on social media. I'm going to try my best to get back to that. So we'll start that today. I just got out of the shower. I tried to do this podcast earlier. I tried to record this podcast earlier. Not only did I realize that, oh my gosh, my stuff is broken, which I eventually fixed, but I also, as I was sitting here, just kind of like, it takes me a while to set up. Like, it takes me a good solid, probably like 10 minutes to just turn everything on, to run all the programs that I need to run, to get everything situated. And as I'm sitting here, like, situating everything, I'm like, oh my God, I smell. I stank right now. So I had to go take a shower before recording this podcast because I couldn't stand my own stank. But it was because right before that, I was shoveling the driveway. Yeah, shoveling in Colorado because we just got that big snowstorm. A bunch of snow just came in. I didn't even know it was going to snow, but apparently everyone else did. So we got a whole lot of snow. We got a ton of snow dumped in my backyard and in the driveway and stuff. So I had to shovel, and I was like, okay, I'm going to be a good girl. I'm going to shovel because I never shovel. I have let shoveling go since becoming a homeowner in Denver. And that's like the opposite of what you're supposed to do. But that's because shoveling in Colorado is such BS. It is useless. We don't need to do it. I feel like city officials are going to yell at me for saying that, but that's just how I feel because the power of the sun is crazy. I'm going to go off of my little tangent right now, but if you've lived in Colorado for a while, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Like, the sun in Colorado is different, man. Being a mile higher, being a mile closer to the sun, it makes a difference. And that sun is stronger. Those rays beat down on us harder. And that includes on the roads. And I swear to you, the first couple of years that I moved out here, I mean, I came from like Midwest snowplows, okay? Midwest snowplows are nuts. They are fucking on it. They're on it. They're out there before the snow is even starting. They're salting everything. They're constantly shoveling all the roads. And not to say that, what is it, CDOT, they're doing their job. I see them on the highways too. I definitely see them on the highways. But a difference is I do not see them on any of the side streets. If it's not 70, if it's not 25, if it's not 285, not any of them, they're not on it. They're not on any of the side roads. Even like the busier, bigger main side roads. Colorado Boulevard, it's rare. And so I've just been noticing that. And I'm like, why? Why aren't they out on the roads? Because sometimes morning traffic, morning commutes to try to get to work, it's so hard because the snow we got dumped on, and it's like, what the hell? And then these snow plows aren't out on all of the roads. They're just on the main highways. And I'm like, what's up with that? After thinking about it and after experiencing this Colorado sun in the winter, I'm like, oh, it's because we don't need to. Because give it a couple hours in the sun, that sun is going to melt all of the snow. It always melts on the roads first, and we don't got to worry about it. And that's why. I think that's why. I mean, I guess it's an unofficial reason. I don't know that 100% for sure, but that's what I'm thinking. It's just that I've noticed that is they don't snowplow a lot of the times these smaller roads because, like, the sun's going to take care of it in a couple hours. And so that's kind of how I feel about my driveway. It's like the sun's going to take care of it in a couple hours. So why am I going to go out there and like bust my shit trying to shovel, and I'm sweating and the whole thing, like you're cold and then you're hot and then your gloves are all wet and it's the whole thing. And so I'm like, screw that. I'm done shoveling. I don't want to shovel. So every once in a while, I'll go out and I'll help the boy shovel. Sometimes he's like, I like it. It's physical activity. I never do anything physical because like he doesn't work out or anything like that. So like his version of working out is like house projects, yard work, shoveling the driveway. And whenever he has that opportunity, then he'll go and take it. Otherwise, he's not really doing much physically for his body. And so sometimes I'll go out there and I'll help him. But most of the time I'm like, no, for what? Like, it's just going to melt. Like, you don't need to do that. But today we just had this like really super heavy wet snow. And I decided, you know what? I'm going to shovel the driveway for like the first time in 2 years. And so I did. And I bundled up. I don't know why I bundled up, because the second I stepped outside, I'm like, oh, it's really nice. I'm going to start sweating immediately, which is what happened. And after a while, you know, you take off your jacket, you take off a couple layers, but I was wearing these fucking snow pants and I wasn't going to take the snow pants off because then you got to take your boots off. I'm like, I'm stuck with the snow pants. But then I'm like sweating, got a little swamp ass action going on. I'm not going to lie to you. And so I was just shoveling and like sweating. And I came in here to do the podcast. I was like, let me just do this podcast really quick. I'm going to try to make it a quick one and then I'll just go shower afterwards. But like, I'm sitting here in my stank and I'm like, nah, bitch, you got to go shower right now. So that's what I did. I was shoveling and then I had to go do that. I tried to go a little bit more extra with my holiday decorations. The boy even told me, he was like, every single year you do more. There's more decorations inside the house. There's more decorations outside of the house. And I'm like, well, yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. You got to build it up, you know? You don't just like buy all these decorations at once unless you're a balla, which that ain't me, honey. So, you know, every year I'll go out and do a little bit more and buy a little bit more and add a little here and there. And this year, especially because the boy's mom and stepdad were coming just before Christmas, but for the holiday and to celebrate and be with us, I was like, let me make this house really cute and beautiful and light it up on the outside and on the inside. So I went a little extra with the holiday decorations. And then as soon as Christmas was over, like Christmas Day wasn't even over yet. And I was like, I want to put away all these decorations. Which that never happens. That never happens because I tend to stall and procrastinate on those types of things, especially putting away the decorations. And so this year, I don't know, I just had a change of heart and I was like, screw the decorations, like bah humbug, I'm ready for them to go. But I told myself, well, I can't break the Denver rule. There's a Denver rule about your holiday decorations. You have to keep them up after Christmas. So for those of you who are new to Denver or unfamiliar with this rule, there is an unofficial, kind of official holiday decoration rule
when you're living in Denver. It's that you have to keep up all your holiday decorations until the National Western Stock Show, which typically happens sometime in January. And that is the rule. I even saw like a posting. It was the day after Christmas. It was like, I don't know, 9 News or something. They were like, don't forget, don't put away your Christmas decorations yet till the National Western Stock Show. And I was like, man, they're right. Like, I can't put them away. I'm not going to be the noob on the street that, like, puts it all away when my house has been so, like, obvious in my neighborhood. Because not all my neighbors put up stuff. And I did a lot. So I feel like I have to abide by the Denver rule. And I have to keep it up till the National Western Stock Show. Which this year, it's going on January 7th through the 22nd. That's a long time. And then my question was, wait, do I have to keep up my decorations through the whole thing till January 22nd? Or can I take down my decorations when it starts on January 7th? And I'm unclear on what the official rule is, but I think it's just till it starts. So you can take down your holiday decorations in Denver on January 7th. That's once the National Western Stock Show starts. Or you can just do whatever you want because we're adults and this is America last time I checked. And you can take them down anytime. But I think I'm going to leave mine up until January 7th. That's when the National Western Stock Show starts. That's when they have the big parade downtown, which I've never been to actually because I was always working and it's like in the morning and I'd never made it out to it. So maybe I'll do it this year. I don't know. I told myself that last year too and I was like, nah, fuck that. I don't want to go. But maybe. We'll see. We'll see. We are stuck in kind of that in-between time, that time in between Christmas and New Year's, and no one knows what day it is, what time it is. Are we supposed to go to work today? I'm not sure. Am I supposed to just continue to chill out at my house? I'm not sure. But yeah, we're kind of in that like hell week, the week that means nothing in between the holidays, in between Christmas and in between New Year's. But December was a lot of fun for me. December, it was busy. I did a lot in December, which is also kind of why I put a pause on the podcast. And I didn't even mean to. That's why I didn't even give like a heads up, like, oh, I'm not going to do the podcast for a while. Didn't even realize that I was going to be so busy that I wasn't going to be able to get to the podcast. So my bad on that. But I did have a really great December for the most part. I mean, my family, y'all be acting up. And my mom doesn't want me to talk about it on the podcast. She doesn't want me to air out our dirty laundry, even though I would love to. Maybe a couple years down the road we can get to it, but I gotta start writing some of these details down because it is insane. But anyway, I'm not allowed to share the family drama with you, but I did go to Chicago to go see my family mid-December. It was always the birthday week. So my family, we have a bunch of birthdays in December just in general, but the weekend, it was December 10th, 11th, and then through the 13th. There's just so many birthdays. And so since that kind of landed on a weekend, I had planned on going out to Chicago to go see my mom for her birthday, my nephew, my sister, my niece had a birthday earlier in December. And I was like, let me just come out there and hang out. And so I could say happy birthday, maybe give you guys a couple presents that I might have and, you know, just do a cute little December birthday holiday thing. And that's what I did. And I flew out there and we had this plan. I was going to do like a birthday day with some of like with the girls. We're gonna do like a girl's birthday. So all the girls that had a birthday, we were gonna go out to like Chicago. We were gonna get a hotel room and just do like Chicago stuff. We were gonna do the Chris Kindle Market, and like Wrigleyville did this Winter Wonderland thing. Navy Pier had one too. We were gonna go to some of the holiday bars, and it was gonna be just like a cute, like girls only the girls, but girls' day kind of in Chicago. And we had this planned, and then because of family drama, people dropped out because of whatever. It's fine. We're not mad. Really, I'm not mad. We all talked it out. We talked it out because I'm the only responsible adult that's like, hey, you guys want to talk about this? And they're like, okay, wow, that was easy. Anyway, sorry, it's so aggravating, my fucking family. But yeah, some of them dropped out, so it ended up just being me and my mom and one other niece, and we had a really great time, and it was so much fun, and we did Chicago things. Our hotel was kind of crappy, I'm not gonna lie, but it was right nearby Magnificent Mile, and so it was right in the center of things. I showed my mom and my niece how to ride the Red Line for the very first time. They're like, it smells like pee. I'm like, ignore that. It's costing us $250 to go across town. Just don't worry about the pee, all right? But I showed them how to do the Red Line for the first time. It was really fun. We went down to Wrigleyville. We did the Chris Kindle Market. We drank like hot apple cider. We drank the mulled wine. We drank hot cocoa. We did the Wrigleyville. They did this brand new thing, and I can't believe how cheap it was. But I found out that this is the first year that they did this, and probably next year it's going to be like three times as expensive. So we got off lucky this time. But Wrigleyville, they're doing like this like Winter Wonderland thing within the ballpark, like on the middle of the field, which is crazy. And what's crazier is I think it costs like $7. It was like $7 a person, which is nuts to just get in. That was your admission. And you get in, you're in the middle of the field. Of course, they had like the field all protected and stuff. They had flooring set down on it, but they had like rides. They had an ice slide, which we went down. They had a full like ice rink that you could either ice skate on it, or they had these like ice bumper cars you could ride around. They had like, not a tilt-a-whirl. Is it a tilt-a-whirl? Yeah, a tilt-a-whirl. They had a tilt-a-whirl in the middle of the park, and then they built like a bar with little bonfires, and you could buy s'more kits, and you can like roast your little marshmallow over the fire in the middle of frickin' Wrigley Field. It was so cool, and they had this little choo-choo train that went around the bases. It was the cutest thing. Granted, all the rides, and it was still cheap though. So it was $7 to get in just to like be in the mix of all of that. And then of course it costs for drinks, and it costs, they had some food, snacks, it costs for all the rides. But it was kind of like you go to any old carnival and you need one ticket, two tickets, maybe four tickets for a ride. And each ticket was like $4. And most of the rides were like one or two tickets. And I was like, this is so cheap. Am I really in Wrigleyville, Chicago right now? It was crazy. I believe it's still going on until like the first week of January. So if you're in Chicago, like go check this out ASAP, because next year when they do this, because I'm pretty sure that they will, it was a pretty big success, it's going to be so much more expensive than what we got away with this year. But again, it's only lasting for like another week or so. But it was really, really cool. It was a lot of fun. I got to spend my mom's birthday with her and just try to get her away from all the craziness and give her a stress-free time. And it was a good time. We had a lot of fun. And afterwards, we had a bunch of family that came over, and we made a dinner for all the other birthdays that are going on. And we did some birthday cakes. And I mean, it was just, it was good. It was nice. Yeah, there was some family drama mixed in, and we were all just kind of pretending that it wasn't happening because we're just trying to be with each other and celebrate holidays and celebrate birthdays and celebrate love. But whatever. One of these days I'm gonna air out this dirty laundry, and I can't fucking wait. Anyway, that was kind of my holidays in Chicago that I got to spend with a family, and then I did not get to see them for actual Christmas, but that was okay. But the week before Christmas, then the boy's mom came out here. We had a lot of fun with her. The boy's mom and his stepdad, they came out here. We had some dinners. We cooked some dinners together. We celebrated the boy's stepdad's birthday. That was a lot of fun. We took them axe throwing. They had never been axe throwing before. It was so much fun. They really, really enjoyed it. I highly recommend. And go check out my friends at Axe Whooping. We went on there. They have a couple different locations, but we went on the location that was on South Broadway called Axe Whooping, and it was a good time. We went skiing. That was great. So the boy's stepdad had never, ever, ever been skiing before, so he opted to go try some lessons, and he did lessons for majority of the day that we were there. And then the boy's mom, she used to be an avid skier, but she hadn't skied now in a very long time. So she was a little rusty and she was a little nervous to go skiing again for the first time. And then the boy, he's been a couple times since we've been out here. And same for me. I mean, really, it was just like the one time. And I'm a noob. Like, I did not grow up skiing at all, but the boy did. So he knew what he was doing. And once he kind of got back into it, he was good. But for me, like, I was a beginner. I was a new skier for sure. But 3 years ago we went at Steamboat Springs, and I highly recommend, if you're a newbie skier and you've never really gone skiing before, whether you're going to take lessons or not, I mean, Steamboat Springs was really, really great for beginners because their runs were just laid out. It was just easier. I don't know how to explain it. They were just way, way easier. But we did go skiing at A Basin with the boy's mom and stepdad when they came out here a couple weeks ago. And this is not the place for beginners. I mean, a lot of skiers who are advanced love it because there are advanced runs. And it is just a very advanced mountain if you're skiing, but it is not the place for beginners. And I was very mad at the boy's cousin because she's the one who was like, let's go to A Basin, because she was going to come with us. And we were like, yeah, okay, because we don't know anything about any of these mountains, but she goes all the time and she has passed A Basin and we can get discounted passes through her. So we're going to go through A Basin. Yeah, sounds good. But she did not warn us that this is not a beginner mountain. She didn't say anything about that at all. And the green run, the one green run that was open when we went, by the way, was the steepest thing I had ever gone down in my life. When I went to Steamboat, it was nothing like this. I literally came up to this hill and I'm like, this is a green run? What is this? Like, it's just this steep hill. And I'm like, I don't know how to do this, you guys. I'm not a skier. I'm still learning. I don't know. And I learned that day. I guess that's the one good thing that I will say is that, like, I will say my skiing level definitely went up after skiing at A Basin because I had to, but it was terrifying. I hated it a lot. But but yeah, I was a little upset at the boy's cousin, who ended up not going because her kid got sick, which is totally understandable. That is parental responsibilities, and she was super bummed that she couldn't come with us skiing, but her kid got sick, and so she couldn't be there. So it was just like the noobs going by themselves, and it was just unexpected. It was unexpected, I will say that. But we did have an early kind of Christmas gathering with the boy's side of the family. He has an aunt who lives out here. Of course, that cousin that we went to go see, she came down with her kids. We're doing just like kind of a Christmas dinner type of thing. We had the boy's mom, his stepdad. There was us, his aunt. She was hosting the dinner. And then he had two cousins that were actually flying in from LA. It was cheaper for them to fly to Denver, do a layover in Denver, and then fly. Their parents live in Indiana. And so it was cheaper for them to fly to Denver first, then Indiana, rather than straight to Indiana from LA. So they stopped here and they stayed for a night. And it was that night that we did this dinner. And it was just really fun. It was really nice to see everyone. It was a good dinner before everyone kind of had to go their own way to make it for Christmas. And it was a great time. And then for real Christmas, actual December 25th, the boy and I just chilled. We just chilled at the house. We really didn't do a whole lot. I mean, I was like, oh, should I make dinner? Should I like make something like nice? So we like made a chicken. I was like, oh, what do we have in the fridge? Not much. Cool. So we made some chicken and had dinner, and it was just super chill, which is kind of what the boy was wanting because he's still a little down, you know, with everything going on, of course, and with the holidays. It's a lot. It's overwhelming. So there was just a lot of having to deal with emotion stuff as well with the boy and just with family in general. And you know how it is, the loss of a loved one and then having to go through the holidays, like it just kind of brings it all back. So I wouldn't say this was the cheeriest Christmas we've ever had, but I think it's totally understandable as to why it wasn't the cheeriest, but we still made the best out of it. And I still got to put my decorations up, which is really all I care about. So that and presents. I discovered I'm kind of a brat when it comes to the presents because I want to open them now. Why do I have to wait? Why do I have to wait? I have to wait for what? I want to open them now. So I kind of get away with it. So with the boy presents that he gets me, I don't get away with it. I'm not allowed to open any of his presents until December 25th. But anything that kind of comes in the mail from family, I open it up right away. I don't care. I know that this is a package that I did not order. The boy did not order it. It's clearly a present because Christmas is soon. I don't care. I'm opening it now. And so I got to open a couple presents early because they were coming through the mail, but I did have to wait. Actually, I did talk the boy into on Christmas Eve. I'm like, can we open one present? And he let me open one present. So I got away with that one, but I'm such a brat when it comes to that. Like, why do I have to wait? Ugh. But that's just to kind of catch you up on this last month. I really haven't done a podcast in like a whole month. I did a podcast on the 1st, and then here we are on the 30th. So there you go. All of December for me in the last 30 minutes. And happy Breakfast Burrito Friday to you. Happy holidays, whichever holiday that you are celebrating. Hopefully it was filled with just like a little bit of family time is what I really think that it's all about. Screw the presents, screw the decorations, screw even the big fancy dinners. As long as you got to like hang out with some friends that you love, hang out with some family that you love, I think really that's all that it's about, right? I mean, we got the time off. Use it wisely. And in my opinion, using it wisely is just spending it with people that you love and people that love you back. And even if they don't love you back, and you're still trying to love them, that's on you. Sounds a little toxic. I don't know your situation, but still, as long as it makes you happy. I did another exciting thing that happened. I did get wedding photos back. It's not the photographer's fault, because I know it's been a while. It's really my fault and my, you know, bouts of depression and just not wanting to actually go through the photos and give them back to her. That's why it took so long. It's totally my fault. She was great. But I did finally get my wedding photos back. It was just like a couple days before Christmas that I got them back. And I'm like, man, I can't post all these right now because it's Christmas. Everyone's doing their Christmas posts. I'm not just going to like blend my wedding photos in with you peasants. I'm not gonna do that. So I decided I'm gonna wait to post some of my wedding photos, and I posted a couple the other day. I'm gonna post some more today and some more in the next couple of weeks. But I did finally get my wedding photos back. I'm so freaking happy with them. I'm so happy with these photos. These photos are so good. And not only that, my photographer, her name is Heather Granger. You can find her at HFG photo. Oh my gosh, let me check. Yes, HFG photo on Instagram. She's also on Facebook. Her name is Heather. She's the one who did my photos, and I am so beyond happy with these photos. Thank you. Thank you, Heather. I mean, this isn't really like I'm not doing this because she gave me a discount, or I paid full price. I'm just a regular schmegula customer, honey. I'm just giving her props because she deserves them. So yeah, this is my unpaid endorsement because my photos were so good. I didn't realize that she was going to give me all of my photos like in color and in black and white. And the black and white that she has them in, I mean, you can tell that she created this filter herself, and the black and white is just so jaw-dropping. It's so beautiful, and I can't decide whether I love the color or the black and white, which is super hard because, again, I got married at Red Rocks and all the colors and everything, and yeah, it rained. The colors were so vibrant and everything, so the color photos are just breathtaking. But then these black and white photos, there's just something to it. They are just, oh, they're so beautiful. I love them. But I will be posting some more of these photos. Thank you so much, Heather Granger, HFG photo on Instagram. I can't wait to show the rest of them, or as many of them as I feel like sharing. And then, yeah, I suppose in the next podcast, we might as well. Let's talk about that damn wedding that I had a couple months ago. So yeah, we'll talk about the wedding very soon. But until then, here is your recap on December, and happy Breakfast Burrito Friday to you and to everyone. Make sure to celebrate it. We're going to play the music video one more time because why not? Oh, it's so bad.
You know what it is.
Oh, girl, you pale. So pale. I'm pale right now. You can't tell.
It's Breakfast Burrito
One of those is a real frozen burrito, and one of those... One of those is a plastic bottle. I cut the top off and just wrapped it in foil.
Somebody come get her. She's dancing like a stripper.
It's breakfast burrito. Friday.
Made a whole ass breakfast burrito song. I love it. I love you so much. Thank you for listening. Bye.